Okay, I want to wrap up real quick. I told you we'd get to a couple tricks of remodeling. And one of the tricks, we got a call earlier from a homeowner in Scottsdale that's looking at two different bathroom remodelers and couldn't decide quite which one to go with. And so we talked through how to pick a contractor. You know, one of the things I tell people in the beginning of the shopping process is if you're looking for a bathroom remodel, you might want to start that process at the plumbing wholesaler showrooms.
Good morning, Rosie.
Where a lot of the remodelers are buying their products, okay? And that wholesaler probably knows 15, 20, or 25 contractors that do work like you're looking to have done in your neighborhood. And the thing about a wholesaler is they're going to generally recommend the organized contractor that pays their bill on time. And that is an excellent place to start putting together a list of who you want to talk to. If you want to do a kitchen remodel, get to the appliance wholesalers and see what remodelers they're selling to. It's an excellent source, an excellent way to get to secretly get a third-party testimony as to who's good and who you should consider. The other thing I'm going to tell you is when you make the phone call to the contractor and the second question they ask out of their mouth is, what's your budget? Hang up the phone. That should never be a question a contractor asks you. They should ask you, what would you like done? And then they should be able to say, we've been here in town for X numbers of years doing these kinds of projects in your neighborhood, and I can tell you the average that we spend in this project in your neighborhood is between X and Y. Don't reveal your budget, okay? Two reasons. One, you're going to be sorely disappointed. And two, it's going to skew the conversation from that point forward. You explain what you want. Hopefully, if it's a remodeling contractor, they've actually got pictures of projects they've done in your neighborhood that can give you an idea of what was done, when it was done, how much it cost, and how long it took. And then you're going to ask, may I talk to these homeowners? Can I ask them a series of six or seven questions? And all those questions are listed in our consumer guide, How to Pick a Contractor. So never answer the budget question. Protect yourself. Explain what you want done. Show them pictures of things you've seen that you like. And then say, what should I expect this to cost me? Okay? I would be real careful with trends. And I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that it's my feeling this trend of white is about ready to end.
Sound like the penguin.
Flipper told me that the trend for white cabinets is going to end. It's got to. Wood's just too beautiful to let it live underneath paint. All the time, in every kitchen, in every application. So be careful of that. The other thing I tell people is, look, when you're narrowing the list down, get a written detail of everything they're going to do and make them include a list of everything they're not going to do. Get it perfectly clear up front and then get a written schedule. And every week the job is going, pull out that schedule and put it right up in front of their face and say, how are we doing? There's a couple ticks and trips.
Woo! Hope you had your seatbelt on. Time to give a rose away. How about the question? True or false? Rosie says, get three bids on every job you want done. True or false?
Text it to 411-923 and we'll pick a random right winner and send you the forever rose. It'll be there in time for Mother's Day.